Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Good morning. On this Friday, I'm Jeff Dankert. Some scary moments at a Chicago police station early this morning. It was evacuated after what's being called a minor explosion. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya is on top of that for us this morning.
The explosion happened at the 1st District Station on 17th and State. According to police, it was a small blast in a second-floor computer room. Chicago Fire Department Chief Juan Hernandez says there had been some type of electrical issue in the room. That set off the release of halon, a powdery substance that's supposed to absorb all the oxygen in the air and kill any fire. Police say the building was evacuated for a short time as the fire department ventilated the room. There were no injuries. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Authorities today are set to begin screening people coming into O'Hare International Airport from China. This is a response to that deadly coronavirus outbreak that's already forced Chinese leaders to quarantine several big cities. Chicago police say they've made no arrests in a deadly shooting in the drive-through line at a Walgreens in Chatham. 27-year-old Kendridge T.E. Dillard was shot and killed just before 10 last night at 75th and State. A Hammond couple unable to have children, adopting the first newborn baby to be placed in a safe haven baby box outside a hospital in Northwest Indiana. They say the whole thing was meant to be.
Mario and Jennifer Melgoza had been trying to adopt a child after she learned she couldn't have one. They learned on social media about the baby left last September in the safe haven box. Jennifer said it was a beautiful thing the mother did. And she said she and her husband talked about this maybe being the miracle they've been waiting for. They had already gone through the adoption interview process and then got the call that would change their lives. They were chosen. They picked a name, Grace, and learned it was the temporary name given to the baby girl. On Wednesday, the Northwest Indiana Times reports a judge made it official. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We may find out more today about the status of Harvey's police chief. Eddie Winters tells our news gathering partners at CBS 2 he's been placed on administrative leave. The mayor plans to discuss the situation on Monday, and we're going to try to get some answers before that. A new state law requiring insurance coverage for donated breast milk will be celebrated at a suburban milk bank tomorrow.
Since the beginning of the year, health insurance companies must cover breast milk prescriptions for fragile newborns whose own mothers cannot provide it. Summer Kelly, a registered nurse and head of the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, says breast milk can save the life of a very premature baby.
Their stomachs are underdeveloped and fragile. Some of them simply can't tolerate formula, and they get a very dangerous disease.
The milk bank is celebrating the new state law at its grand opening tomorrow of an outreach center in Elk Grove. Kelly says the nonprofit, which pasteurizes donated breast milk, has distributed 775,000 ounces to pediatric hospitals in Illinois and Wisconsin in the 4 years it's been open. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
North suburban leaders are reportedly demanding answers in the wake of a freight train breakdown that blocked two crossings in Grays Lake for nearly 7 hours. Yesterday's issue is the latest in a string of blockages the Lake County authorities say presents a persistent headache for first responders in the area.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.